Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I want to discuss a topic that has resurfaced in recent days. On March the 7th, South Carolina carried out its first execution by firing squad in 15 years. The inmate, Brad Sigman, chose this method over lethal injection and electrocution due to concerns about the potential pain and prolonged death associated with these methods. Sigman believed that the firing squad would provide a quicker and less torturous end. Lethal injection, once considered a more humane method of execution, has faced increasing scrutiny due to reports of botched procedures. Issues such as difficulty in finding suitable veins and adverse reactions to the drugs have led to prolonged and painful executions. There have been reports that some deaths have taken in excess of 20 minutes. So I want to know, do you support the death penalty under any circumstances? Given the reported complications with lethal injections, do you think that alternative methods like the firing squad are more humane? Should the potential for botched executions influence the legality of capital punishment? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 and let us know your thoughts on social media as well, on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. Now I'm going to go to Jessica first. Hi Jessica, how are you?
Hi, AJ.
So do you agree with the death penalty?
I've always agreed with it. I've always said there are three types of people who deserve it.
And who's that then?
Pedos, rapists and murderers. Anything other than that. Like, why waste taxpayers' money letting them rot in prison when we can easily just wipe them off?
So do you actually genuinely, if you could, you would bring in the death penalty for those type of people?
I 100% would, and I wouldn't even let them have a choice of what they get. If I had it my way, they'd be getting straight back to the guillotine, chop their heads off.
Guillotine.
Why waste any
old
time?
Old school, Jessica. So,
time? And they're there saying it's torturous. Well, sorry, what you did to that person when you committed your crime, be it pedophilia, rape and murder, you tortured the person, so why do you not get the same back?
Yeah, no, I hear your reasoning. But what about like a trial that, you know, then later it turns out actually, oh God, they weren't guilty at all. You know, this happens all the time. People are wrongly, falsely found guilty. So what if that happens? You know, it's a very definitive end that there's no coming back from.
Well, I think you just have to make sure that it's beyond reasonable doubt. That's what they say, isn't it?
Mm.
You just have to make sure that 1,000% on the money, it was them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Do they ever do that? It's usually beyond reasonable doubt. That's still not like 100% they did it. It's beyond a reasonable doubt. And unless they could bring that in, and it's like if they can say with 100% and they have a jury completely 100% agree, then maybe. But I don't know. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if I ever trust.
But I know it does happen. Like obviously, I do know you can't get like the wrong person. But I don't think it would be enough. It's happened enough for me to like disagree with it. And then people say you become as worse as the person that you're executing. Like, no.
What do you think about this guy? What do you think about this guy choosing the firing squad? So there was a few of them who came out then with their guns, and some of the officers were given blanks. So nobody knows who shot him. So that's to protect the executioner, really. Do you get what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, why was he allowed to choose his method? That's ridiculous.
Second of all,
if you're getting told like, oh, this is what you're doing, you're executing him, you'd probably be expecting to do it at some point anyway. So why give them blanks? Like, why ease their conscience? You're taking out, you're making sure a horrible person leaves the world. My conscience would rest very easy if that was me, knowing that I'm getting rid of a scumbag. Who doesn't deserve to breathe, to be honest.
I mean,
when it comes to those three types of people, those three crimes, you don't deserve to live. You don't deserve to just sit in prison wasting taxpayers' money sitting in there. You just shouldn't be alive. End of. I know I probably sound cruel in saying that, and I have been called cruel before on my stances on it. I've no time for them. If I had my way, I'd wipe them all off the face of the planet.
Is this something that you would think about? Like, would you talk about this regularly, or is it something that would come up in conversation? Because for me, I never think about it. It was only when I read this story today, I was like, oh my God, that's, I just think it's crazy that he was, it was a firing squad. But yeah, is it something that comes up for you often?
You know, I've talked about it before, like within my inner circle, and I've even talked about it with Niall before on his on his day show before, and I got slated then as well. I got called a sick puppy, this, that, and the other. And I was like, yeah, well, the sickos who commit those types of crimes are worse than me wanting to get rid of them. So who's the worst of the bad apples?
Okay, I'm going to ask people to message in. Do you think Jessica's a sick puppy? 087-188-0008. Let me go to Jer next. Hi, Jer. How are you?
I'm good, AJ. How are you? I hope Niall's all right.
Yeah, Niall's good. He's going to be back tomorrow. It was meant to be yesterday, but he's going to be back tomorrow.
Ah, well, we'll miss you then.
No, you'll be grand. You'll be grand. I'll still be here. I'll be in the background.
100%.
Jared, do you think that Jessica's a sick puppy, or do you think that... Do you agree with the
Jessica's
death penalty?
100%.
Oh, there you go, Jessica.
100% on the point.
Yeah.
If you commit a heinous crime in this country, you should be sentenced to death. It's quite simple. And I believe the thing which you're saying, the firing squad in some American states, you can choose your method of execution. So that's how that happened.
And what, if you're saying that you would bring it in here for certain crimes, what would the crimes be?
Heinous crimes. So crimes against children, rape, and if you murder someone in cold blood, you don't deserve to live. There's no rehabilitating these people, AJ, do you know what I mean? So, like, if we had the death penalty here for heinous crimes, young ladies like Ashley Murphy might still be alive.
And what would you do? Would you give people a choice, or what method would you use?
Firing squad is fine. It's probably the quickest method, considering the lethal injection doesn't seem to be completely effective. So a bullet to the heart is effective.
And if you were...
And it is crude. I understand what I'm saying is crude.
Yeah,
but
I'm just shocked.
It's the fact of the matter.
Yeah.
It's the fact of the matter. Like, if you're convicted, and the problem with it is going to be the justice system in this country is a bit of a joke, so it's going to be hard to be completely definitive on these things, you get me? But
that,
if it's a stonewall crime, like you're caught raping children and you're actually caught red-handed doing it, well then there's no rehabilitating these people. If they get back out, they're going to be a predator just like they were.
I'm just getting messages
I'm wrong, but that's just my views, you know.
Other people are messaging in saying they'd use the guillotine as well. Somebody else is saying the death penalty is the state using murder of the guilty. It's outdated and inhumane.
Yeah, but what do you think?
It's outdated.
Inhumane as well.
Exactly. So it's outdated and inhumane to take someone off this planet that's a threat to children or women, is it? That doesn't make sense, does it?
Yep,
look at all those scumbags that walk free from prison with images on their computers. Imagine how much less of a hassle it is on society and less dangerous if you just easily wipe them off.
I just don't know if you're actually, you know, I'm not undermining what you're saying, but I'm like, are you actually thinking about this properly? Like, you would actually murder someone? Like, would you actually administer whatever it is, or would you actually, like, you know, pull the lever on the guillotine, Jessica?
AJ, go on.
If they asked me to pull the lever, I would.
Jer, yeah, go ahead.
If it makes the society safer.
I served our country for 5 years, and at that time, had the death penalty been a thing, I would have volunteered for the firing squad.
Okay. Interesting one, guys. Let me go to Eddie. Hi, Eddie, how are you?
Even AJ, you well?
Yeah, I'm good. So, what do you think?
Well, I wouldn't use the guillotine. Wouldn't be fair on the cleaner. But you're not going to get anyone coming on here tonight with a different opinion. We actually had this debate today in the airport, right? Because my mate was reading it on Facebook. And he actually
was it about
around,
this story, Eddie? Yeah, the
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And he turned around and he went, geez, that's very fucking harsh. And I said, very harsh. I said, you have a 10-year-old daughter. I said, what if I raped her and ruined her life?
God, wasn't expecting you to say that.
In prison.
No,
we're just trying to be blunt with him. My best mate. I said, what if I abuse your daughter? And I got 10 years in prison for it. And then I got out and your daughter's life is ruined. Do you think I should get a second chance? And as soon as I said that to him, he went, well, when you put it like that, you know what I mean? You put it like that. In 2022, it costs 84 grand a year. So that's about 1,600 quid a week to keep a prisoner in an Irish prison. It's probably gone up now. I'd rather that money went to... counselling services to help the people that have been abused, or a number of different places, you know? This is the thing. If you actually commit murder or rape, you get a better quality of life than a homeless person. You get a roof over your head, you get free dental, you get medication, you get fucking 3 square meals a day, heating. It's absolutely bonkers. You don't deserve a second chance at life. You've took somebody's life. Life sentence should mean a life sentence. And I'm all for giving people second chances, but when they're heinous crimes like that, abusing a child, rape, murder, you're not wired right in the head. You don't deserve to do a number of years and then get back out on the street. You know? You just don't deserve a second
chance. If you look at what goes on at the moment, there's people being handed suspended sentences for crimes that are absolutely beyond what you can even think of. And so there's
and you know why that is? Because there's no room in the prisons. That's exactly why they're doing that.
That is why it is.
There's no room in the prisons, and that is why the judges are doing that. And we all know which judge does it the most. So let's free up some space. Let's free up some space. Let's free up some space. And these people that are lifers in there that are never seen the light of day again for doing despicable acts on humanity, let's get rid of them. They don't deserve to breathe the same oxygen as you and I. And I know you have kids, AJ.
Yeah.
I know you have to be impartial, but if somebody done something, like any parent, if someone done something to their kids, you're not going to want leniency for that person and go, okay, I'll let you serve a 10, 20-year sentence, and then you can come out because you're rehabilitated. You're going to want the fucking strictest, severest punishment possible. You're not going to want to see that person get off in the slightest. You're going to want them fucking gone off this face of the earth. You know?
Yep. No, I hear what you're saying. We're asking, do you support the death penalty under any circumstances? 087-188-0008. I'm going to go to Wade next. Hi, Wade. How are you? Yeah, not too bad. So do you agree with the death penalty under any circumstance?
Yeah, see, this is what I was saying earlier when I was called. So this is what I think. I can't, I feel as if there's a law and a law has been defined for a society, fair enough. That's the case. That's what it is. That's what everybody should call it. It is what it is. Personally, I think that makes sense. However, I'm not 100% for it. I think I would probably say I'm 80, 70%, 30% against. It's really a very dependable, context situation. Because, things have already been mentioned. One, in certain cases, there's no way the law is 100%. It never
is, no. Yeah.
It is most likely accurate to some degree, but there's always this probability. So on that fact, there's always going to be a case where someone can be wrongly convicted, I don't think it's correct to push someone or assign a death penalty to cases that have been mentioned of murder, rape, and so on. That's one thing. The other thing is, especially from a religious background, I don't think it's up to us to take control of who gets to live or who dies. Personally, I definitely believe that crimes, and depending on crimes, should get very serious consequences. Now, if it was up to me personally, instead of a death penalty, in an ideal world, people will get life sentences and be put to work for the society within their prison sentences in a way that other people benefit and they don't. That's the most reasonable way in my head that I feel.
That does sound reasonable, Wade. I just want to bring that back over to Eddie, because Eddie, that's Wade is saying what I said is you can't ever be 100% in a conviction. So what would happen then?
Okay, Wade.
One more thing, actually. This question about the humane way of a death penalty, it makes no sense. Deciding someone should die is someone should die. I don't think it matters whether it's a firing squad or a lethal injection. You're killing them anyway. So just kill them. If that's the case, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's weird how some states offer a choice. Yeah, that is strange. But yeah, Eddie, going back to you there, can you just come back at Wade there? Because he did make the point about not being 100% in a conviction.
Unfortunately, you mentioned religion. There's some fucking religions out there that stone people to death for this thing. You know what I mean? And this is still happening now. And secondly, I'll put this to Wade. Wade seems like an intelligent, nice chap. I don't know if he has kids. But if someone committed a heinous act and ruined your child's life, are you going to turn around and say, yeah, I'm all right with you getting 10 years and you can come out and fucking build roads and do this and do that? No, you're not.
Well, he said a life sentence and a strict life sentence and a life sentence.
So he gets to stay in prison with a roof over his head, playing computer games and getting fed and getting medication. A better fucking quality of life than homeless people on the street.
He gets to stay in prison and be put to work for my benefit, for the benefit of society.
No, sorry, Wade.
That's the type of policy I believe in.
You're in the minority here, mate. If someone commits a heinous act on your kids or marries or murders your loved one or something like this, you are in the minority here. There ain't many people that would be that forgiving as like you are.
No, for sure. That's very evident. And I think that's very unfortunate. But it's also, however, understandable at the end of the day. I mean, human emotions are...
I think there's one thing saying that, but I think it's very different if you're in that position. I think the grief, the anger, I think you totally change your opinion.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying human emotions are human emotions. 100%. Human emotions are more human emotions. And when people are filled with certain things, they will 100% think a certain way and react a certain way. There's no doubt about that. However, and granted, I'm in a minority. I don't think being in a minority is evident that it's not impossible.
What I'm actually saying is, I still think you'd change your mind if it happened to you. I still think the anger, you'd change your mind, you go, no. No.
I like to think about the fact that I believe in my principles, and I've been tested in different ways, obviously not to this extent. So I like to strongly believe that I'll hold out even in that aspect, despite the anger.
I respect your belief that you would, but I doubt you actually would.
I'm going to go to Morris next. Hi, Morris. How are you?
Evening, AJ. How are you doing? Great topic. I was listening to the show earlier on, and I think basically, you know, I think one of the subjects that came up was somebody in America was getting the death penalty and he chose to be shot by firing squad.
That's the one. Yes, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, if he's man enough to take responsibility for the crimes that he committed and he was found guilty 100% and he killed somebody or took lives, he should be allowed to decide what way he wants to die. And if I was asked to pull the trigger, I would.
And
100%. Anybody that killed somebody else, that takes a life, especially in America where violence is, I heard of these things going on for years called home invasions. And what they do is they go in with guns, they kill everybody, there's no witnesses, and they rob the place blind. So anybody that's capable of doing that to another human being deserves to die. Some of them might hang and some of them might shoot. Some of them might slit their throats and I'd let them bleed to death because of the pain and the hurt that they caused other human beings. All because they want to rob off other people what they wouldn't bother their arse to walk for.
But Morris, what if somebody was wrongly convicted?
Like I said, well, look, we have cases here in Ireland where the Birmingham Six were innocent, the Guildford Four were innocent. If hanging had been around still in those days, those people would have been dead and the wrong people would have been killed, right? I understand that. But crime today, it's very easy for somebody to walk up to somebody now, pull a trigger, put a bullet in their head and walk away. You know, we had the president of Ireland here made an apology to a family down the country of a man that was wrongly convicted of the murder of somebody, and he was totally innocent. And his body was exhumed out of Mountjoy, and it was brought back to his hometown down the country, where it was reinterred into a proper grave. That man got an apology from the president of Ireland on behalf of the Irish people. You know, so mistakes do be made. But that man in America, he chose his death. He stood up to the punishment of his crimes. He took life, and you pay the price with your life. and he chose to be shot.
Yeah, because
and if I was asked,
he didn't want to choose
the
lethal injection because apparently it's not as humane as they think. And some people, it's taken them over 20 minutes to die from this lethal injection. And there's all sorts of problems with it. So it's not foolproof.
That.
Yeah, yeah.
And look at the other people too that were put in the electric chair. Some of them sizzled budding for hours.
Stop it, I know.
You know? So I think the quickest way, AJ, a bullet to the heart. Like they done it here in Ireland. The English executed the leaders of the 1916. They found them guilty and they said, let's kill them. And they put hearts and white marks on their uniforms over their hearts to make sure that the people that were shooting them went for the heart and killed them outright.
Do you not think that it's just inhumane and it would just go too far to bring anything like that back in? Or do you think, like what Eddie says, it would clear some space in the prisons?
To be honest with you, if somebody out there is living in what we call normal society is capable of invading somebody's home and killing them and shooting them and butchering them, men, women and children, they deserve to die, AJ. They don't deserve to live in what we call normal society. They deserve to die. End of. You take a life, you pay with your life.
So an eye for an eye kind of thing.
Because what they done to fam... Sort of, yeah, and let me just say, if they're willing to go out and be so evil and shoot somebody and steal everything they have and invade their home and kill them, because home invasion in America means kill everybody and nobody can say you were there. That's what home invasion is all about. They
so
go
there's
in,
no witnesses,
they
there's
wipe
nothing.
You out.
Yeah.
Now you have us. Now you have us. But the only thing that's catching them now is if they make mistakes with CCTV or phone coverage or hidden cameras or DNA is there. But anybody that's willing to be evil enough to take a life for financial gain deserves to die, in my opinion, because I'm an ex-army man. And I have no problem pulling the trigger on somebody that's 100% convicted of murder of men, women and children. 100%.
Let me just go back to Wade, because Wade is the only guy that we have on the line that actually doesn't agree. So, Wade, what do you think of what Maura said? Because, I mean, it's a convincing argument.
No, I think what he said, in fairness, it makes sense. I'll say that's a fair point.
Like, yeah, same.
If you go in there, if you go commit murder, you intentionally wanted to commit murder. Well, I mean, at that point, if you're convicted for a death penalty, like you get to be treated under the rules of the law, and that's the end of that. Whether or not I would say, whether or not I'm in 100% support of death penalty, that is what it is. I think we could get better use out of people who are given death penalty sentences from a productive perspective that serves the bigger population, personally. But that's not obvious. That's an ideal world. That's not how this world works. The one thing, though, for me that, like, everyone has been going on about is if someone commits murder and whatever, if someone commits an act. But one thing that nobody has ever given a clear stance on is what happens, which you've asked. So what exactly are we doing if in the case where someone is convicted but they weren't the ones that did the crime? What are we doing then? What's the stance on that? Nobody has really touched on that. Nobody's really said anything.
Yeah, so Morris, do you just think it would just be a case of an apology if somebody was wrongly convicted and then they got the death penalty and then it was like, oh, some new evidence came up and it turned out they were innocent? Is it just a case of an apology and mistakes are made and you just have to accept it?
Well, it's insane. You know, there's been cases in America where 14-year-old black kids have been executed because they were accused of murdering white kids. And it ended up, it wasn't the black kids at all that did it. You know, because there is mistakes going through the world and racism and everything else. Oh, no, you're missing the point. When they kill somebody and the evidence is wrong and they're found guilty and it's not wrong because the crime has gone unpunished because they killed the wrong person or they punished the wrong person. But when somebody, you know, a murder that happened in Ireland in the 1820s or whatever, and a man was convicted and then whatever happened, they found out it wasn't him because of DNA and everything else they'd done. And the state could only apologize and make recompense to the family. And his body was exhumed from the prison in Dublin because he was buried as a prisoner and a murderer, was brought back to his hometown, totally exonerated, and he got a Christian burial. So that helps too. But don't tell me
what good is that?
This day and age
that
mistakes have been made right the way through history. Exactly, because the people that were ruling at the time made mistakes, and I'm not going to say they're only human, but when they want you for a crime, they will do you. And like I said, if you look up the history of the Birmingham Six and the Guildford Four, innocent Irish people who the English wanted to pin mortars on, and they never got the real people that committed the mortars or planted the bombs. That's the problem. They went after them because they hated the Irish people and the troubles that was going on at the time. So when a nation of people hate you, they will do anything to kill you. And never forget what colonialism is. That's what, fair. That's where it comes from. That's where the hatred comes from.
I'm a black man, so.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say. Controversial take. This is what I'm going to say, and this is what I think. If, given we're standing on the whole aspect of, like, death penalties, I think if someone is wrongly convicted and it is found out that they're innocent, because it is the job of the law to make sure that they get things correct, and it's the job of the law to make sure that the right people are the ones that get jail sentences, I think the people 100%. Involved in the wrong conviction should get consequences. And if that means a life for a life, it should be a life for a life in that context, too. I think that's an even playing ground. If people who are involved in convicting someone convict the wrong person, they should lose their lives as well. That's a hot take. Controversial opinion. That's how I think it should be.
You're ridiculous.
Paying someone, giving a family money for the life of a loved one that was innocent, that has been lost, does not solve anything. That does not bring that life back. That doesn't.
No.
That is no consolation at all.
No.
For a mistake. And people just get to walk away. That's insane.
Yeah. I understand where you're coming from, but the only thing, the money doesn't compensate for the people, but I think the money to the family of the person that was killed is giving them recompense for, if they had lived and they weren't found guilty of a crime they didn't do, they would have had a lifetime of working and earning money. So to me, that's what they're replacing. Because I learned many, many years ago, a long time ago as a young man, that the richest man in the world is the man that can go to work every day and provide for his family. Would you agree with that?
Sorry. Say that last bit again. Apologies.
The last bit I'm going to tell you was, I learned very many years ago as a young man that the richest man in the world is the man that can go to work every day and provide for his family. Would you agree with that?
That makes sense. I'll say I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, so what the compensation for me is, if somebody is taken out of this life by a corrupt system or a corrupt people that just want vengeance and anger and to make an example of somebody, the family to me are financially compensated because that person's life was ended and the money that they would have earned to provide for their family, then the person never got to do that because they were wrongly convicted and died to get an apology, but also the money replaces the lifetime of that person's earnings that he would have put into his family to help provide for them. That's my understanding of it.
Okay.
Not
I
to
think
say,
I think there'd be a lot of claims if that was to happen here. I think there'd be a lot of because it's so unpredictable and it just is never 100%. Sorry, Wade, go ahead.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
That's fair. I hear you. My question now would be,
okay,
if you were in this situation and someone, your loved one, is the one that was wrongly convicted, does the money would you be satisfied with and it comes to light that's what happened? Would you be satisfied with the outcome of getting recompense and cash for the and feeling that money serves for the lifetime to achieve the lifetime of what that person could have got or didn't get? Would you be satisfied with that? Would you be okay?
I think what I'm trying to understand is, I understand where you're coming from. I appreciate the question. What I think would go on in my mind would be, what price do you put on a life? What price do you put on a life of a life that's been stolen, of a life that's been taken? They've been accused of killing somebody and they didn't do it and they died. So what price do you put on that life? And the only thing I'll tell you, as an Irish man and as a grandfather as a man who was in the Irish Army and has no problem pulling the trigger of a gun for somebody that's bad and evil, I would give the money to a charity in the name of the person that was wrongly killed or wrongly died, and I would make some good happen from the money, that that person's life would not be forgotten and it would be remembered. So that's where I'm coming from.
I'm going to go to Martin next. Hi, Martin. How are you?
I'm well this evening. Good evening, AJ.
So what do you think? What's your stance on this?
I've had this conversation with many people over the years. Now, the individual you're talking about that was executed by firing squad, as far as I'm aware, he beat two people to death with a baseball bat. Now, I may be wrong there, but I think that was the circumstance, and there was absolutely no doubts about it. He admitted to it. So, in my opinion, did he deserve the death penalty? Absolutely.
Oh yeah, I'm not disputing that at all. Yeah, that yeah. I do when think that he had pled guilty to the to the accusation. Yeah, so that was a cut and dry case. But it's just that's not the case all the time, you know. And that's where I sort of stand with it, and that's why I just can't get behind it.
I understand, and I understand people will take a principled position, and I respect that principled position that sometimes innocent people are sent to prison, and in some jurisdictions, people are executed. Innocent people are executed. I'm not going to deny that. That unfortunately happened. But the conversations I've had with a lot of people, and many, many people, I'm a talker and a reader, you know. I like to get people's opinions on things when the opportunity arises and a conversation comes about. And I've noticed that, now, I'm not going to say everybody, but a large proportion of the people who were vehemently opposed to the death penalty are the very ones who are at the front of the march pleading for an extension to abortion rights. They have no problem, and I'm not saying everyone, I'm not painting everyone with the same brush, by no means, but they can't see that the moral dichotomy that they're caught in. They have no problem in the idea of an innocent, and a truly innocent victim, one that there's absolutely no dispute about their innocence, being put to death. That's my first point. My second point, I've often had, people have said to me, oh, well, you know, like Gandhi said, you know, an eye for an eye leaves the whole world blind. Yeah, that's true. It would. But at the same time, if you're going around with your eyes closed all the time, you may as well be blind. When it comes to the death penalty, I wouldn't say in every circumstances that a person should face the death penalty for taking another person's life. There are many circumstances where, even if it's not self-defense, you know, the French have this crime de passion, where it's a person's passions are overtaken in the moment. It's not for personal or monetary gain. It's not for revenge. It's not for sexual or any other kind of gratification. It's just something happens. In those circumstances, no. I think that person, you know, would not normally have taken another person's life. But when it's vicious, when it's planned out, when it's done with no consideration for anyone else, I honestly have no problem with the death penalty. My preferred method was mentioned by Jessica. I would say the guillotine. But if I was asked either to pull the lever for a trapdoor to hang somebody, as Morris mentioned, to take part in a firing squad, or to pull the lever to release a blade on a guillotine, would I do it? Absolutely. Would I relish it? No, I wouldn't. Would I volunteer for it? No, I wouldn't. But if the state turned around and said to me, well, okay, Martin, you're a proponent for the death penalty, so you're one of the ones that we're going to put into a hat, and if your name is picked out...
So it's like jury duty.
Exactly. But there's something that a lot of people are overlooking here. And I've had this conversation with Niall. One of the benefits of the death penalty is squandered in areas where the death penalty is imposed. And the real benefit of the death penalty would come from taking every single person who's in prison for violent crimes and making them watch an execution. To be made to watch, and you couldn't turn away, I'd have it, you wouldn't be able to turn away or close your eyes. I'd make sure you could not do that. You would witness the consequence of what happens when somebody does something absolutely horrendous to another human being, you will be made view this and you'll be told, listen, pal, you get your stuff together, get your act together, because if you continue on the road you're going, you may well end up as the next person to be executed where others are going to view the consequences.
So you think, really that think would, you think that that would be another deterrent for prisoners to, you know, not commit more serious crimes?
It would be the maximum deterrent because it has the most effect. Doing it behind closed doors is completely pointless. I get it. Okay, people would say, well, you know, it means that that person, you know, there was a judicial execution. And there is a distinction. The judicial execution is not murder. A judicial execution is a judicial execution. But to do it behind closed doors, in my opinion, is a complete waste. Well, not a complete waste, but the vast majority of the deterrent value of the death penalty is wasted by doing it behind closed doors. It should be, I'm not saying it should be done in the town square. That's not what I'm arguing. What I'm saying is for people who are on a particular path in life, if the death penalty is in place in a country, in a jurisdiction, I would take those people and say, now listen, you're already in prison and you're here for violent crimes against human beings. You are going to witness what happens and you're going to see the consequences of what happens. That's where the real value of the death penalty is. It's not. I'm not talking about revenge. I'm not talking about voyeurism or anything like that. Now, it has to be said, you're always going to have one or two psychos who would be clapping and would be enjoying what they watch. But it would have a profound effect on a good many others and make them change their ways.
Okay.
That's how I view it.
Okay, stay with me there, Martin. I do have to go to Patrick. I've got Patrick patiently waiting on the line. Okay. We are asking, do you support the death penalty under any circumstances? The number for WhatsApp is 087-188-0008. Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
So what's your stance on this then?
Let me say it all right there, yeah. I'd kill them all, yeah. And I'd tell you something. I'd kill the drug dealers as well. Anybody caught with over €5,000 worth of drugs should automatically be put to death, like they do in China and these places. You should have a court date within 2 weeks of being caught. And if you're found guilty, out the back door, bullet into the head, whatever, put out live TV. Cherish the family for the bullet. Cherish the family for the burial. And confiscate all your stuff and give all your stuff to the victims. That's what I think should be done.
And do you think the idea that Martin had there of making other criminals watch what's going on, do you think that that's a good deterrent?
I think they should stand in line to go next.
Just line them all up.
I mean, it's not a case of line them all up, but I mean, like, what are we going to do? I mean, they don't care about, there's no such thing as criminal justice in Ireland. They don't care. You see on the telly when one of them is murdered, they're all getting together to bury him in a gold coffin or something. I mean, is that not enticing other kids to go into that kind of business? Where is the deterrent? There is no deterrent for them. You're caught, you're put in prison, you're given 3 square meals a day, you're given the use of the telly, PlayStation, you're given the use of the gym, you're fed and found. I'm passing people every day of the week here when I'm going in and out to work, the homeless on the streets. I'd be saying to myself, like, what are these people on the streets doing? Why don't they go around and put some windows in around the place and get brought in and put into the prison? At least they're fed and found.
But, so you're saying to bring homeless people into prison?
I'm saying the people in prison are treated better than the homeless people on the streets.
Sorry,
that's
Patrick, I misunderstood. I misunderstood what you were saying. Eddie, what
that's
do you think
I'm
about
saying.
Martin's suggestion of making...
In fact, I would say...
Eddie, sorry, what do you think about Martin's suggestion of...
Two things I want to make point on, right?
Yeah.
So a very controversial opinion was made by Wade. He actually called it his hot take, right? He said, if a person is convicted of murder and then it turns out that they're innocent, there should be an eye for an eye, right? So does that mean if a judge is presiding over a case and he makes a ruling on all known evidence that's in front of him at that particular time and that guy gets killed and then new evidence comes to light, that the judge should lose his life?
I don't know if that's
absolutely bonkers, right?
I don't know if that's what Wade said. But Wade isn't on the line now, so I don't know.
Yes, he did. He said his hot take was, if it turns out that someone was killed, it should be an eye for an eye. because money wouldn't matter. And you had a fella there, Dirty Harry, that you have there on the phone, right? Anyone with over 5 grand worth of drugs should be killed by firing squad, bullet to the head. Let me tell you now, I grew up with fellas 25 years ago that used to sell drugs, way more than 5 grand a week. Silly people in their 20s. By the 30s, they were successful businessmen, having kids. In the 40s, they had businesses, employed people. People could change their lives around. But because they were silly in their 20s and sold a couple of drugs, it doesn't mean you put a fucking bullet to them. That is just absolutely the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, and I
come back there 1 second about this?
Yeah, go
can
ahead.
Can I come back 1 second about
go
this?
Go ahead.
Right. How many people are killed every week in Ireland from drugs? How many people die from drugs in Ireland? How many families are ruined from drugs in Ireland? It's all right, they were selling drugs, but they changed their ways. Once they made their money, they decided to change their ways, and now they're businessmen. We know there's businessmen torn a market that changed their ways. They call the mafia.
No.
That doesn't excuse them from
Eddie
the crimes they committed and the lives they ruined and the people
they
ruined.
They made money. They didn't change their ways because they made money. And trust me, drugs have touched my family, right? But you're going on there.
Well, drugs have touched everybody's family. You're not immune there, like.
Hold on. You turned around there and said, if someone sold more than 5 grand worth of drugs, they should get a bullet to the head.
See, Eddie, I think everybody has different...
If more than 5 grand worth of drugs, I said.
Everybody has different levels of what they think is
worth of drugs.
Bad enough to warrant a death penalty.
There's people every day of the week here being picked up off the streets with needles stuck in their arms, who are dead from being druggies. They're just addicted to drugs. These fuckers selling them the drugs don't care about them. They don't give a fuck if there's 100 people dead in the morning from their drugs. And if they're caught, there's nothing going to happen to them. So yes, anybody caught with over 5 grand of drugs, shoot the fuckers.
Watch your language there, Patrick.
Property, and charge their
language,
fucking
please.
Family. Charge their families for the burial. That's my opinion.
AJ.
Yeah, go ahead, Martin.
I'm mad opinion.
Yes, you know, it's a very passionate subject that's being discussed at the moment. Now, when it comes to the drug issue, I would argue that anyone that's caught with 5 grand worth of drugs, they're probably more than likely themselves, they're a drug addict who's carrying drugs for some other kingpin. I would not be in favour of executing people for 5 grand worth of drugs, but for the people at the very top who are bringing in huge quantities of drugs, who are ordering murders of their business opposition, so to speak, or anything like that. For them, yes, absolutely, I would execute those people. There's no two ways about it. For the unfortunates that are caught up at the lower end, I get back to my point. I would give those people as much. I made this point before. I have no problem with my taxes being spent if it brings benefit to society and to the country. For the people who are at the lower end, who are just caught up because of life and circumstances and bad decisions, the very point I was making was, if you make an example of the people who are going to be executed and you bring in the people who are on that path to see that execution, that is where the real benefit is. It's not in the execution itself. It's in showing people the consequences. This is what happens when you go down that road. That's where the real benefit of it is. And that's how I view it. I would not put somebody to death for carrying 5,000 pounds worth of drugs, 5,000 euros worth of drugs, because most likely they're caught up in the very same circumstance. If the people who have been mentioned that are, you know, they're lying on the street with a needle in their arm and they're taken into hospital, chances are they were carrying, where do you stop? Okay, it's 5,000 today, and it's 3,000 next week, and 1,000 the week before, and 500. I don't think that would be of any real value. But to get the people at the very top, the people who commission murders, the people who bring in millions in drugs into this country and destroy lives and families, I would have no problem in seeing them either put against the wall or brought to a guillotine or brought in and have a noose put around their neck. I would have no problem with that, and I would have no problem taking part in it. I wouldn't relish it. I wouldn't volunteer for it, but if the state turned around and said to me, Martin, you are one of the ones who are supporting this, so you have to take part in it. Would I take part in it? Yes, I would. There's no two ways about it, because I regard myself as a responsible member of society. I want everyone to prosper in my society, because if everyone else prospers, I prosper and my family prosper. My children, my grandchildren, my neighbour, the people I love. We all prosper. And we don't prosper by allowing poison, and I don't just mean the drugs themselves, I mean the people who are poisoned in our society to get away. And that's what's happening.
Okay, Martin, just let me go to John, because we've only got a few minutes before we have to go to the news. Hi, John, how are you?
Good evening, AJ. How are you keeping?
Yeah, not too
bad. Listening there, I suppose I can't really add a lot. I did watch the interview of that man that got executed, that got the firing squad.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the story was he fell out with his partner and they split up. He went back to her house. She was living with her parents, her elderly parents. And he went in with a baseball bat and he bit them over the head 40 times each. And then I don't know if he attacked the sister as well, but he kidnapped his ex-partner and he had her in the car and she escaped. That's how he was caught.
Okay.
Now, that was over 20 years ago. So he's been in jail for, I think, since 2001. I can't remember. I was last week, now I was watching it on YouTube, and he was in prison. They were interviewing him before.
So, I mean, if he's been in prison for over 20 years, it's not going to do anything to free up the prison system, is it? Because you've got somebody sitting there on death row for that amount of time.
No, it's not. But then I watched another prisoner who was, he had having house parties, and he brought it was gay house parties. He brought two teenagers. They picked him up somewhere in America and he brought him back to his apartment for the house party. And they basically raped them. They tied them to the bed and they tortured them to death. They did all sorts of things. They mutilated them, cut them up and everything else. And he was up and he knew he was getting the death penalty, but he asked the judge that he'd be executed straight away. He didn't want to have to go to prison. He wanted to be. And the judge said, listen, I'm not going to do anything. You're asking, I'm doing what I want you to do. I'm not going to grant you anything. No, your man was very apologetic and he knew he had done wrong. He was in his 60s and he had done ferocious things to the two teenagers, unmentionable things. But the judge says, well, you're going to get the death penalty. So when people are caught doing stuff like that, there's no, if they go into a school and they stab three children and they're caught by the police on the spot, like, they shouldn't, I don't believe, if there's a situation where there's any kind of doubt, put them in jail and continue on until they can be absolutely, it has to be bulletproof. If you're going to execute someone, it has to be bulletproof. You can't have this thing where people are nearly murdered or nearly executed and then they find out when they didn't do it. Because there is places in America where there has been blacks and there has been people that have been executed or nearly executed that are on death row, and just by DNA proves that I saw people there 25, 30 years on death row and they were able to find their DNA and prove that they hadn't done it at all, that it was corrupt police that back in the 80s that had put them into, that had got a
and then when the DNA system improved, they were able to then prove that they didn't do it.
They were able to then, but it turned out that the police officers had beaten a statement out of them, or, you know, that they had made them, they were only teenagers, and they had brought them in and they had harassed them until the lads kind of admitted, well, they didn't do it, but it was easier to say they did than what they were dealing with. So it has to be dead in the water. There has to be no question. You know,
yeah.
It has to be like, we've got digital or whatever. And then there should be... the death sentence should be in Ireland, but under extreme circumstances, the jury, the judge, the whole lot. But when it's given, it's not let 20 years down the road. If it's given, it's carried out within 12 months and it has to be bulletproof.
Okay.
And it has to be the most humane way possible, whatever that be. Or maybe leave it up to the person themselves. And it only has to be for, you know, for really bad crimes. Like, you know, it's not to be where people just, you know, like a sudden passionate or just a fight or someone losing them, you know, just losing the rag, like.
Yeah, no, I understand, John. Thank you so much, John.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.